The cold weather pattern is locked in place. Also, this weather pattern is relatively storm-free. We've managed to dodge storms around here for at least a few days. It's nice to catch a little bit of a break after a very stormy stretch through much of the fall where it seems like we had storms every few days. In fact, another rather substantial storm looks to miss us to the south coming up late this weekend into early next week. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean that we are completely snow-free. Obviously, we've had some snow showers around. In fact, some of you are looking out the window and seeing some snowflakes in the air at this time. We'll have a few snow showers in the forecast coming up tonight as a cold front comes through our area. For most of us, the snow will not be super heavy. There may be a little burst of snow in some areas, and some light accumulation of snow will be possible, especially across the mountains, but even in the valleys, we'll see a few of these snow showers come through. And now, to the western Adirondack area, there is some snow ongoing, some Lake Enhanced snow. So in those spots, the accumulation of snow will be in the range of several inches. But for most of our area, any accumulation of snow looks to be generally light coming up tonight. But be aware there may be some slippery spots on the roads. Temperatures tonight will drop off into the teens and 20s, and we'll keep up those gusty breezes that'll make it feel a few degrees cooler. Heading into the day tomorrow, we'll have that shot of cold come in, so temperatures will be cooler than today, running mainly in the 20s to around 30 or so coming up tomorrow afternoon. The winds will be gusty again, so we'll have those wind chills that will be on the colder side, and there may still be a few scattered snow showers around as we work through the day on Friday. Heading into the weekend, we'll keep it on the cold side, but mainly storm-free, so at least if you have things to do, I don't expect any major hassles in terms of the weather, but it will be cold again. Temperatures on Saturday will be in the 20s to near 30 with a gusty breeze. There may be a few flurries or snow showers then, and it looks like we'll keep things dry on Sunday with high pressure in control, with temperatures in the neighborhood of 30 degrees, which is a bit cool for this time of year, but it's certainly not frigid like it can get as we move into or at least closer to the beginning of the winter season. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy, with lows in the 20s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy with highs in the low to mid-30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy in the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy, low 18 to 24, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of snow showers, windy and cold with a high around 30. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers, breezy and colder with highs in the 20s to near 30, and on Sunday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 20s to low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.